into a world where we fight to the finish. And at the heart of it is one recognizable image. Originators, titans of business, brand architects, respect.
Yes, you are listening to the latest edition of Full Contact Fighter Radio. My name is Kelson Mullet. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Now, if you listen to the show regularly, you may be wondering, hey, didn't an episode just go up the other day? Isn't this just a weekly program? And for the most part, you're right. But I talked to Wayne Barrett, who competed in this past weekend's Glory Last Man Standing card in the middleweight tourney, and I wanted to get the segment up as soon as possible because lots of interesting stuff. If you had a chance to watch the fights that night, went down in Inglewood, California. Outstanding night of action for Glory. Wayne Barrett taking out Bogdan Stoica in the opening round of the middleweight tourney and then came up short against Joe Schilling, lost by split decision. It was a great night of fights, not only in the middleweight tourney, but at heavyweight, the featherweight tourney, Gabriel Varga. Lots of outstanding performances, but like I said, I wanted to get this up, get Wayne's thoughts on the fight and the tournament as a whole. And then I've got Sarah Morris coming on the show. She is making her official UFC debut. You might remember her from Tough. She's taking on Alexis Dufresne at the Tough 19 finale. That goes July 6th. So stay tuned for all that. You're listening to Full Contact Fighter Radio.
You can check out the best clothing with the most established logo in the MMA industry by going to the Full Contact Fighter shop. Just head to fcfighter.com and click on the shop tab to take a look at FCF's famous hoodies, t-shirts, shorts, among many other great items. You can order securely online at fcfighter.com or email fcfnews@aol.com.
Joining the program once again is Wayne Barrett, who's coming off a couple of memorable performances at Glory Last Man Standing this past weekend. Thanks so much for doing this, Wayne. How are you doing?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on?
You know, so much to talk to about, really, but, you know, we'll try to keep it short. I'm sure you got a lot of demands on your time, especially just coming off the fight, the fights. You know, let's start off with the rematch, with the fight against Joe Schilling, rather. How do you feel? Very tightly contested, split decision loss. What are your thoughts here a couple days removed?
You know, I can dwell on it. I cannot. I mean, if the judges saw it one way, they saw it one way. I mean, I didn't do my job, and I didn't knock him out. So, you know, I have to just take it like that. You know, if I say I'm not disappointed, of course I'm disappointed. In my young career, I always wanted to stay undefeated. Do I feel like Joe won? I don't know. Maybe he won because I didn't do what I had to do. But, you know, he never once hurt me. He never dominated. You know, in the first round, he did not want to engage. You know, in the third round, he tried to make a little rally towards the end of the third round. The second round, I thought I won hands down. I mean, you know, it's, you know, every fighter has their own mental, you know, mental analysis of the fight. And then there's the reality of the fight. So the reality is I didn't knock him out, and I paid for it, you know, by getting my first controversial loss. But nonetheless, it's a loss, and it's something that definitely disappoints me.
Yeah, what were you thinking before they announced the decision? Did you think, hey, I've got this?
I thought I beat him because he even came to me and he said, you won that fight.
Wow.
Come here. Yeah. Yeah, he said, if you look at the tape, he started clapping when they read it down, when they started, you know, when they read the last score, he started clapping for me. And when I hugged him, he was like, you just got robbed.
You know, and I'm not trying to be a shit disturber here, but he is from California. Do you think that plays anything into it?
You know, of course. I mean, you know, someone told me after the fight, there's three parts to it. You know, there's the politics, you know, there's entertainment, and then there's, you know, you have to have the ability to fight. So, you know, I covered the ability to fight, but, you know, I don't have control over the politics of it all, you know, being in California, you know, and just being that he's been promoted so heavily for this, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, and to his credit, I mean, he had an amazing night, the knockout of Simon Marcus. That was just an incredible, incredible fight and performance. And then, you know, he had to go up against Artem Levin in the final, which I thought he did very well, all things considered.
Yeah, you know, Joe's a tough guy, man. You know, a rivalry or not, you know, I'll say one thing. He's a tough SOB, man. You know, he's in there to fight. He's in there to scrap. And you got to be smart against a guy like that or else you'll find yourself flat on your back, you know?
Mm-hmm. Did you have a chance to watch his fight against Simon, and what did you think?
Yeah, I saw it. It was, you know, I personally didn't think it was supposed to go to a fourth round, but, you know, I know sometimes when you have an exciting fight against, you know, a guy like Joe and a guy like Simon who's undefeated and, you know, they've already fought twice before, you know, sometimes the fans want to see it. And, you know, that's the part of the fight business that I've got to account for now, is the entertainment side, where people want to see these knockouts. People want to see an action-packed fight, you know, just like they wanted to see a rematch between he and I.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I got to go in there and I got to knock these guys out from here on in. You know, I'm never leaving it in the hands of the judges anymore. I try to play a different tactic because, you know, it's an eight-man tournament. So, you know, it's not like you got one fight and then you just move on. So, you know, I just don't think it's easy to necessarily go out there and wing it, you know, for three different guys like that. You know, I said, hey, I know Joe's style. I know his weaknesses. I know his strengths. So I played off of it, you know. And, you know, I guess they just want, you know, they wanted to see it. And that's the perception of most people anyway. You know, like they see the way he looks. He's got this tough guy look. And then they see me. I'm laid back. I'm cool. Nothing stressed. You know, I'm not stressed. But I know how to fight, you know. And that's what makes me so calm and cool is that I know how to fight.
Of course, you had the big knockout over Bogdan Stoica in the opening bout. How do you feel about that performance and getting that memorable win?
Yeah, I'm definitely happy, man. So many people hit me up for him. Man, he's got a following over in Romania, man. Himself, his brother, you know, he's well liked over in Romania a lot. You know, I got a lot of guys talking about, you know, remember the name Bogdan Stoica. He's gonna knock you out. You know, so it was really great. The guy has about 40 fights, and that was my fifth fight. And you know, when I fought him, I ended up being 5-4. And I really was confident that at the end of the night, I was going to be 7-0 with 6 knockouts. I was going to try to knock everybody out. But, you know, it's just the reality of fighting at the top of the heap, you know.
And you got that large hematoma on your head during the fight with Stoica. It was off a headbutt, if I recall correctly. Was that in the back of your mind against Joe at all?
No, you know, I didn't feel it. I didn't feel it.
Oh,
my camp, I didn't look into a mirror. My camp didn't have me do... You know, they didn't pay any attention to it. All they said was, you're fine, you're okay. Let's just keep you moving, keep you shadow boxing. We'll take care of it. I just trusted them. You know, I didn't know until actually I got home today and I saw the video. And I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah, it was definitely not small.
Yeah. It looked like I had another organism living on my forehead.
Well, let's talk about Artem Levin then quickly. Did you get a chance to watch his fights and his fight against Joe? What did you think? I mean, he's pretty impressive.
Artem came to fight, man.
Yeah.
He did, you know, he did exactly what he had to do. But, I mean, with all things said, I think, you know, I would give Artem a much better fight, you know. Artem's a guy that you have to be intelligent, and you saw what he did. I don't think necessarily Joe really did anything against Artem this time. Artem really just, he controlled the fight the whole way. He controlled the fight from round 1 to 3.
So how did you feel about the event as a whole? I mean, a lot of people were promoting this as the biggest event in Glory's history, and I don't think there's any question that it probably was. You had Krokop versus Darrell Miller on the Spike card. Lots of hype. What was it like to be there, and what's your sort of reaction to it afterwards? Do you feel like...
Man, I was so mad because I couldn't pay attention to it, you know?
Yeah.
I had to be in the zone. I mean, it was an event to a massive, 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 man, promotion. I wanted to be able to sit back and just watch the whole thing all day in the stands, but you know, I had a job to do, so, you know, I was excited to be a part of it. You know, I'll always go down as being part of the first pay-per-view family of Glory,
mm-hmm.
And that's something that no one can ever take away from me, but I really wish I got a chance to sit down and just watch the whole thing, you know?
Yeah. Last question for you. What do you hope comes next? I mean, the logical conclusion here maybe would be that Glory will look to put you up against Joe again, but what do you want?
You know what? I really looked at the bracket, and I looked at everyone. You know, I made it past the first bracket, so I don't think, you know, those guys and me should meet. The second bracket, I don't believe that Joe dominated me, you know. But, you know, I don't want to put my foot in my mouth. It's a fight, but I would love to fight Artem, man. I think if anyone looks back at this tournament and you guys say who should go back up against Artem,
mm-hmm.
You know, some people may say Joe again. But I think, you know, look at the fight with me and Joe. Joe dominates and he puts pressure on guys. And the only two guys he can't do that to is me and Artem.
Well, I mean, it will be interesting to see what comes next. You think they might do another tourney to figure out who fights Artem in his first title defense?
Yeah, I think they may do that. But
I mean, it's obvious who's dominant in the weight class right now. You know, you got Artem, you got Joe, you got myself. We are the three dominant guys. And I know a lot of guys are going to contest that, to Hawk, all these other guys. But from what I saw that night and just being in that tournament, I can beat everyone there. I know I can. You know, and I don't believe that I lost that fight against Joe.
Well, and I think,
but like I said, I didn't do my job to the fullest extent, which was to knock him out.
And I think it'll be interesting, too, to see what they do with Simon, because he was, I thought, you know, maybe he'll drop the first round, if I remember correctly, but he was coming back and then he gets caught. So it'll be interesting to see what they do with him next as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, listen, there's a lot of drama for a lot of people to build off. I think it's the middleweight division. We are now, you know, one of the most exciting weight divisions that Glory has, and we've got the attention of the fans. So I'm really excited to see where we go from here.
Well, Wayne, I know it was a disappointing night for you, but I think you had a couple of memorable performances. So thanks for that, and we look forward to what's next for you.
Hey, man, thank you guys so much. Just keep supporting kickboxing and Glory, and I'm going to keep doing my job.
You're listening to Full Contact Fighter Radio. Please enjoy.
Joining the show now is Team Toshito Sarah Morris, who's going to take on Alexis Dufresne July 6th at the Tough 19 finale. Sarah joins us now, and I'm assuming she's still in Kelowna. Thanks for doing this, Sarah.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
You know, let's before we talk about Alexis, let's talk about getting the official signing at the UFC. Of course, you competed on Tough before. You had a big win on the show, and then you're eliminated by Juliana Pena, went on to win the competition. After that, Sarah, did you have any doubts as to, you know, whether you'd sign on with UFC and eventually fight for the organization?
No, I got a call pretty much right after the show, a few weeks after the show, booking me a fight. We weren't allowed to say anything because of the show, and then I got injured, so I had to pull out, but they promised me a fight as soon as I was ready, so mm-hmm. That's now.
Yeah, and do you think that's because of the way you performed on the show? You had the win, and then you came up short against Juliana, who you have defeated earlier in your career, it should be noted. But, yeah, I mean, it must have been a nice sign of confidence from the UFC to get that call and let you know that you're going to be joining the promotion anyways.
Yeah, it was definitely really exciting when they called. I was actually on my lunch break at work, like, the first time that they called, so it was pretty surreal.
How do you feel heading into your official debut? Because I think, you know, is it any different? Do you have butterflies, or do you think because you competed on Tough and you've been under that bright spotlight that maybe it alleviates some of the stress going into this fight?
I don't think it takes away the stress. It's obviously stressful. It's a fight. They always are. And Tough was almost a year ago, so... Mm-hmm. By the time I fight, it will be over a year ago, and it's totally different fighting there because there's only 16 people watching you rather than a bunch more.
Yeah. Well, what was it like in terms of your career and media requests, just your personal life? Did you notice a big change, more requests, people recognizing you, etc., after competing on Tough?
Yeah, it was mostly during Tough. I think Canada doesn't follow it as much as in the U.S.
But
people definitely recognized me while the show was airing. Since the show's not been on, not as many people recognize me. The odd person will, though, so it's kind of cool.
Yeah, and it's interesting as well because one of your teammates competed on Tough before, right?
Yeah, Michael Hill did.
And so in Kelowna, and I'm not far from Kelowna, did you guys, I'm guessing that because of Mike's involvement in the show and your involvement in the show, that maybe Team Toshito and the gym, did it experience an increase in business and students coming to check it out?
I'm not really sure. Like, when I was on the show, it was during the summer, so summer's always slow, and September, when it finally aired, is when the gym generally picks up, so I'm not sure if we had anything to do with that. Maybe a few people, though.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about Alexis. She's got some grappling credentials behind her resume, 5-0. What do you know about her? Have you studied some tape on her, and what are your thoughts?
I haven't really studied much tape on her. The only thing I've seen is her fight versus Kim Couture, which doesn't really say a whole lot. but, yeah, I haven't really looked into it a whole lot. I'm just you know, going to do my thing. And, yeah, so let's see how it goes.
Yeah, and you mentioned the fight against Kim Couturier, and people can check it out on YouTube. It was a really quick fight. She got mount shortly in and got the, I think it might have been verbal submission via strikes, but a quick fight. Do you generally study up on opponents very much, or are you someone who just kind of goes in and wants to implement your own game plan?
I generally just go in and do my own thing. I don't really like watching what other people do. I'll watch a little bit, so I have some idea, but I don't know. Some people like to get too worried about what their opponent's going to do, and that can mess with your head, so I just like worrying about myself.
I've asked fighters this before where they've had some high-profile fights and their opponent maybe hasn't. Do you worry that maybe it's an advantage for Alexis in the sense that she has probably seen a couple of your fights and maybe has been able to find out more about you than vice versa?
I don't think so. I mean, everyone knows Ronda's going to finish you with an armbar. Doesn't mean you can stop it, right? So
yeah.
It's the same sort of thing, I think. She hasn't. You can watch it, but it's different once you're in there. So.
Well, for people that didn't follow Tough or maybe only caught a few episodes, maybe talk about your mindset, the strategy you like to implement in fights, and where you feel like you're at your strongest.
I don't really get the question. Sorry, can you repeat it?
Just in terms of, I've seen some. I saw an interview that you did. I think it was for your audition for Tough, and you talked about, you like to stop opponents on the ground, and you talked a little bit about your ground game. So I'm just saying, so maybe for people that didn't follow Tough, or maybe haven't seen you fight, talk a little bit about, you know, the kind of strategy you like to use in fights, and where you feel like you're at your strongest.
I'm an aggressive fighter, I'd say, and I definitely like the ground as well. I like to hit on the ground. I find myself pretty aggressive with my training and with my fights, and I just, try to do my own thing and control where I can, because I don't get to do a lot of that when I'm training. The guys beat me up pretty good, so I like to lay it on someone when I get a chance.
And as I mentioned, that it's an interesting interview or segment. It's not just with you. It's with some of your teammates, your coach, David Lay. It's up on YouTube. When you were trying, I think, it was part of the audition process for Tough. I think it was Mike Hill might have said that, you know, it's a tough gym. And we had Matt Dwyer on the show a couple weeks ago as one of your teammates. And he talked about how hard training is at Tushito. So what is that like for you being, if I'm not mistaken, I think you're the only pro female fighter out of the gym, right?
Yeah, I am. It's extremely hard. I go with the smaller guys, and I mean, my guys are stronger than me, so I have to use my technique when I can, but I mean, no one can lay a beating on me like the guys I train with, so going into a fight isn't nearly as scary as trying to train with them. So yeah, our training's pretty intense.
What led you to get involved in martial arts? Is this something you've been doing since you were a kid, or is it a more recent development?
Well, I started about 7.5, 8 years ago or so. I just wanted to get in shape. I actually wanted to be a forest firefighter, but I was too young, so a guy I was seeing told me to check out a class, and I did, and here I am.
And you mentioned still you're at work, etc. So yeah, I'm guessing then you don't do this full time. What is your quote unquote day job?
I recently quit it.
Okay.
But I was working as a server even after the show. Once I won that bonus and I had that fight lined up, so I was training for that. So I quit my job and I've been living off that bonus, but it sort of ran out. So I'm glad I got this fight coming up.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's the reaction been like from your friends and family? I mean, you mentioned starting martial arts a few years ago to get in shape, and here you are, a professional fighter. That must be, what's their reaction been to this pretty dramatic change in circumstances?
Well, pretty quickly after I started training, I realized I wanted to fight, and about 10 or 11 months after I started training, my coach at the time put me in an amateur fight, so I've had that sort of mindset the whole time, that I wanted to fight, that I wanted to get good. And about 5 years ago now, I went to the UK to train with Rosie Sexton for a year. And yeah, that really just opened my mind that you know, I can make it somewhere in the sport, that I could, you know, be top 10, be number one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Rosie was number one at the time, so it just really opened my eyes and that it was possible for the average person if you work hard enough at it. So yeah, I decided to follow my dreams, and here I am.
I know Juliana's still recovering from that pretty horrific knee injury, but is she someone that you look at that you want to have that rubber match with down the road?
I don't actually. I don't really care. I want to fight better people, more named people. I want to make my way to the top, and I think by the time she's back at it, I'm going to be at a different level than that. So, yeah, I'm just looking to fight the best, and, yeah, we'll see where it goes.
What? If
the matchup happens, it happens, but I'd rather work my way up than fight someone I've already fought twice.
Yeah. Well, last question for you, getting this fight out of the way, July 6th. How many more times would you like to fight in 2014, provided that you're healthy?
Probably once. Yeah, once or twice. It's hard. It's been a lot coming off of an injury and right into a fight camp. So, yeah, it would be nice to recover a bit after this fight and just really get on point with everything and then go from there.
Yeah. Well, it's an interesting matchup, and I know it's a big fight for you, and everybody, I'm sure, in Kelowna and Canada is excited for you. So best of luck, Sarah, against Alexis on July 6th, and we'll have you on another time.
To the finish, and at the heart of it is one recognizable image. Originators, titans of business, brand architects, respected since 9-7. Sky's the limit and legend behind the logo. Joe Gold, feel the full contact, fight a chokehold. Reloaded for the new gen, the Superman on the road home. Did it once, we'll do it again. Come on,
contact fighter,
get up.
We gladiators, spark the
warriors.
As the heat of the battle heightens, everybody's frightened except for the
Minotaur.
Remember the Titans,
full contact fighter.
Get up.
We gladiators, Spartans. As the heat of the battle heightens, everybody's frightened except for the
Minotaur.
We are
warriors.
After undefeated time at the top, now we're eyeing the clock. Eager to strike while the iron is hot. It's like we got it in a triangle lock. Everybody's buying our stock. Kings of the cage apparel, certified since we gave Couture the nickname the natural. International level, live for the sport, die for the dream, fight for your life by any means. It's full
contact,
get up.
We gladiators, Spartans,
warriors.
As the heat of the battle heightens, everybody's frightened except for the
Minotaur.
Remember the Titans,
full contact fighter,
get up.
We gladiators, Spartans. As the heat of the battle heightens, everybody's frightened except for the
Minotaur.
We are
warriors.
Get up.